And here is your Lesson M story. Now what? Hello, is anyone there? Tim said loudly into the office area in the back of the warehouse. When they took Fabian away, the police had commanded Tim to hang around the warehouse, but the police did not come back. Now Tim looked around to discover who else was still there from the former company. Someone had dimmed all the lights. "We're here," shouted Marianne, who worked below Mr. Wilson. Tim walked down the hall to her office. "The police had films of everyone who was part of it," she said as Tim came up to her. "Everyone who had something to gain, in the opinion of the police, is gone now." Neither Marianne or Mr. Wilson had been taken by the police. That was some comfort to Tim. "Well, the good news is that we are all still here and not in jail." "Not only that," said Marianne, "the police were not shooting their guns, so we're not patients in the hospital now." "And that's a good thing, too," said Tim. "And don't forget, we still enjoy good health. We're not suffering any pain." "I won't argue with that either," Tim declared. Mr. Wilson had been listening to them from his office. He came out smiling, showing each tooth. "And no one has married an axe murderer," expressed Marianne, "especially me." "That's worth something for sure," said Tim. "Now what?" said Marianne to Mr. Wilson. "This is not just an average day," said Mr. Wilson, "so I don't know. We have had an extremely bad day now. There is no way to extend our time here, and we cannot prevent losing our jobs and not being able to pay our bills, because there is no company left to give us a job. And yet, it's amazing. You don't look unhappy," he said to Marianne and Tim. "You two are models of good employees. Nothing can shake your combined qualities of hope." "No sense jumping off a cliff," said Marianne. "I have no memory of a situation like this, but maybe we can frame a solution." "You mean get our jobs back?" asked Tim. "I'm a little confused now." "You can't just manufacture a job," said Marianne. "But maybe we could get jobs in manufacturing." "It's funny that you mention that," said Mr. Wilson. "Strange, I mean." "How so?" asked Tim. "Well," said Mr. Wilson, "when Jerry was fired, I told them it was not his fault, but they didn't listen to me. They wanted to put Fabian in as supervisor instead of Jerry." "Jerry was pretty popular with everyone," said Marianne. "Except for Fabian," said Tim. "So the next thing I know, the owners were firing Jerry. I was going to argue for him, but he told me that I couldn't stop them. He said they have an army, and you are just one soldier." "Yes, that was too bad about Jerry," said Tim. "But how does that help things for us now?" "Well," said Mr. Wilson, "Jerry might become our bridge to another job. He called me about a week ago. I don't remember the date. He knew Fabian's brother and the rest were going to get caught by the company's customers, and the company would fail. He said he's a manager now, and he would hire me as a supervisor if things collapsed here. The manufacturing company he works at is not a great distance from here." "But," said Tim, "you were his manager before, and he was your supervisor. Now it's the reverse. Now he will be your manager, and you will supervise who?" "You too, for a start." And here are the words from Story M. Amaze. Argue. Army. Average. Below. Bill. bridge, cliff, collapse, combine, comfort, command, confuse, date, declare, dim, discover, distance, enjoy, especially, express, extend, extreme, fail, fault, film, forget, former, frame, gain, haul, hang, health, hospital, manufacture, marry, memory, mention, model, murder, neither, opinion, pain, patient, popular, prevent, quality, reverse, shake, shoot, solution, suffer, tooth, worth. And those are your words for Story M. Thank you.